Proverbs 10:31 says, "The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out." And here we have a proverb that is a bit gruesome when taken literally. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. That's nice. But the froward tongue shall be cut out. That's just some rough stuff. But this might be a good time to discuss this question of taking the Bible literally. A Bible believer is a literalist, but that doesn't mean we ignore the context and the intent of the author and always take everything absolutely literally. A good saying is this: we take the Bible literally where it was intended to be taken literally, and we do not take the Bible literally whenever it is not intended to be taken literally. Now, that may seem like an oversimplification, but trust me, many seminarians and a multitude of aggressive anti-Christian skeptics are completely unable to grasp that simple truth. And since our time is short, I won't try to tackle all of the specifics, but let's stick to our text here in Proverbs 10:31, especially where it says, "The froward tongue shall be cut out." Now, this is a tool of communication called hyperbole. Hyperbole is the use of exaggeration as a rhetorical device or figure of speech. Now, for example, you may hear me say sometime, or someone else may say, "I am so hungry that I could eat a horse." Could I really? I mean, have I ever actually eaten an entire horse? Hold your jokes. I am really not going to try and eat a whole horse. That is hyperbole. And if you're going to understand the Bible or pretty much any written material of any length, you had better become familiar with hyperbole and to be able to detect it when you see it. Now, Jesus used hyperbole, and one of the prime examples is in Matthew 25, 29, and 30. Jesus said, "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Now, that is hyperbole. And I once had an unbeliever say, "You Christians don't really believe the Bible and obey Jesus. If you were honest and did believe the Bible and obey Jesus, then there'd be a bunch of people walking around your churches missing eyes and hands." Now, I was a baby Christian at that time, and the accusation he made was a new one, so I had no idea what he was really talking about at first. And he says, "It's in your Bible, in the red letters." I realized what he was talking about, and so I reached in to grab my little pocket New Testament, so I could read it with him and explain it, but he wasn't interested. And most aggressive unbelievers like that guy aren't interested in an explanation, and neither are the apostates in seminaries and pulpits, in apostate schools and churches. But regardless, the fact that Christians aren't dismembering ourselves when our eyes or hands or tongue causes us problems with temptation, that doesn't make us hypocrites. And we will continue to take Bible study seriously and recognize hyperbole. And the fact still stands that while the wicked rarely have their tongues literally cut out, and we certainly do not advocate such a thing, the wicked tongue will be silenced, and the wicked will stand before God one day to answer for his wicked tongue. But, as we began, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. And just by sharing what you learn in these proverb devotionals with your loved ones, you will be fulfilling those very words with your own mouth. And I love what Psalm 109:30 says: "I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude." That's really how simple it is. All you have to do is use your mouth for God's glory and preach his word. Teach people the word of God, and you will have the mouth of the just bringing forth.